An effective online presence is a critical part of your shop's growth and profitability, which is why it only makes sense to use the company that many top-performing repair shops use, Leads Near Me. Leads Near Me blows up your phones with a strategic combination of killer websites, high-converting Google ads, traffic-driving social media posts, and more. Reach them by text or call 888-953-2379 or visit them online at leadsnearme.com. Leads Near Me. Effortlessly increase car count.
Conversations that are inspiring and educational for leaders in the automotive industry.
This is Near Me Radio.
Now, here's your host, Ryan Burton.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Near Me Radio, the ultimate podcast for automotive professionals. I'm your host, Ryan Burton, and today we have a special guest who's shaking up the industry. Please welcome Kieran O'Brien, an automotive entrepreneur with a passion for driving change. Kieran is the mastermind behind Shop Genie, an all-in-one customer experience software platform for independent auto repair shops. But his journey didn't start there. From a young age, Kieran immersed himself in the world of automotive marketing technology, interning at a repair shop and witnessing the outdated technology being used. Determined to make a difference, he founded his first marketing company, then ventured into software development with MediaKiss.com, which was successfully acquired. Now Kieran is about to unveil Shop Genie to the world, bringing change and innovation to the automotive repair industry. Join us as we dive into Kieran's story, discuss the generational shift in the industry, and discover how Shop Genie is transforming the way repair shops engage with customers. Buckle up, because Near Me Radio is about to take you on an unforgettable ride. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kieran O'Brien to Near Me Radio. Kieran, how are you?
I'm great, Ryan. Thank you for having me, and that is quite the intro. I'm very impressed.
Well, it's great to have you here. A great intro for a great guy. We're pleased to have you on the podcast. And of course, today we're unveiling Shop Genie. This is a big, big day and it's a big deal. Tell me a little bit about it, what got us here, and talk about Shop Genie, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, like you said, I've been kind of working in and around auto repair my entire adult life. I was around 16, 17 years old. I was working at a shop, and you know, I remember when I was working the front desk, I would interact with these softwares, you know, management systems, CRM, all these different softwares that this shop was using. And I just remember thinking to myself, man, these look like they were built in like 2004. And, you know, I as you mentioned, I went off and kind of built a couple of businesses and came back. And 6-7 years later, I was like, you know what, maybe these softwares have improved, or maybe there's some new players in the market. And on the shop management system side, you know, I was right. Of course, there's some amazing cloud-based management systems now. But on the marketing and the marketing technology and the CRM side of the industry, I just realized there hasn't been much change. There hasn't been much innovation. And so that's ultimately why my co-founder, Caden, and I decided to start Shop Genie. And so we're an all-in-one AI-enabled CRM for independent auto repair shops that handles everything from online scheduling to marketing automation, reviews, texting, and more. And again, it's all in one platform.
Now, there's other people in this space. I don't want to say there's a lot of people in this space, but it seems lately there's a few people kind of moving around the space. So let's talk about Shop Genie. Maybe tell me exactly when we started building Shop Genie. What year did it start? And we're kind of in beta. I know that right now we're launching. We're out now. We're officially available.
We are.
To people. They can sign up for it. Shops can get involved. But tell me, you know, exactly when we started, and really kind of get into some of the nuts and bolts of Shop Genie. People know CRM software and they know schedulers. They know it. So the question is, how are you different? Talk to us about Shop Genie further.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and to your point, there are players in the space. There's you know, plenty of softwares out there that do certain things. But one of the biggest things when we were starting Shop Genie that we realized is the fragmentation in the industry is a big problem for shop owners. And what I mean by that is that the average shop is using three or four different marketing technology tools kind of jumbled together. And they oftentimes don't talk to each other very well, very nicely. They don't interact very nicely. A lot of the times there's discrepancies in the numbers between these programs and what the management system says, for example. And so there's a lot of issues with these programs playing together. So, you know, some shops will be using 3-4 different softwares for reviews, for managing their marketing automations, for texting customers, for doing loyalty programs, and they're all managed on different softwares, 4 or 5 different tabs open on the service advisor's computer, and it's just kind of a mess, and they don't talk to each other very well. So that was one of the issues that we kind of saw that we wanted to solve, is bringing everything all in one. And then the other thing is that, you know, while there are some amazing companies in the space and some companies that do all these things very well, the reality is most shops are not using any of this technology, even the stuff that's been around for a long time. And you know this as well as anybody, you know, with Leads Near Me, there's over 240, the rumor is like 240, 250. No one knows exactly how many, but there's, you know, around 250,000 independent auto repair shops in the US alone. We're not even talking about Canada or international, but in the US alone, there's 240, 250,000 of these auto repair shops. And a lot of these guys are still pen and paper. They're still, you know, just using QuickBooks or, you know, very, very basic rudimentary software. And they don't have exposure to the shop genies or the leads near me's of the industry. And that's another thing that we're kind of on a mission to change.
You know, we should probably back the bus up just a little bit more. Yeah. To your point, and talk about, you know, what a CRM is, and you know, we don't have, for those people watching, listening, I should say, I just said, I meant to say listening. For those people listening, you know, on the podcast, obviously we don't have the visuals, and even in the visual aspect of it, it's just you and I talking, so we don't have the benefit of going through the software here today. But CRMs, you know, I'll let you talk about CRMs, but the customer retention is a big kind of sore point for me that I bring up in many conversations with shop owners now, because our job at Leads Near Me is bringing in the new customers, right? Here's one, here's another one, here's another one. And yep. And now we have to retain them. We have to develop these relationships and get them back, right? So CRMs are the digital version of this. I'm a big believer that people should just get on phones and say, hey, it's Ryan over at Ryan's Auto Repair. Hi, you know, thank you. We appreciate your business. Yeah. Come on back again sometime, which I think is still important. But the CRM is customer relationship management. That tool automates and helps you and assists in that retention. So talk about really what a CRM is, because again, we talked about the 250,000, so many people, pen and paper. Talk about what this is, and then talk about, you know, how Shop Genie addresses that to the best of our ability without the visuals. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So think about a CRM like a central hub for all of your relationships with your customers. So those relationships historically and traditionally happen when a customer walks in the shop, they shake the hand of the service advisor or the owner, you know, and they do business over and over again. They get a mailer in their mailbox, or they get a phone call, like you said, from somebody at the shop. And, you know, a CRM is great for automating all of those touch points. And so some of the things that, like our CRM, for example, does is decline service reminders is a big one. So when somebody gets a digital inspection done and they say, oh, you know what, I don't want that service today, I'm just going to do this, this, and that, that service still needs to be done or the vehicle might have issues, right? And so what one of the things that our software does is we're actually going to send automatic semantic service reminders for those decline jobs. So when a customer declines a job, we're going to track and understand when would be the best time to reach back out to them to get them to come back in and schedule another appointment. Another thing is appointment reminders. So there's a study done, and this is not exclusive to auto repair. This is all small businesses in general, but appointment reminders can reduce no-shows by up to 40%. So in other words, it could almost double the amount of customers that are showing up at your shop if you just simply remind them that they have an upcoming appointment. And so, again, traditionally, this might have been done by calling a customer or trying to get in touch with them in a more traditional way. But people are busy. People are stuck on their phones. They're on the go. They're not typically just sitting around waiting for the phone to ring. So, appointment reminders via text message and via email, even for appointments that are booked through the management system, is another really important aspect of a CRM.
Now, one other thing we should point out too, people listening right now, many of them are going to say, who's Shop Genie? What's Shop Genie? I've never heard of this. And even who's Kieran O'Brien, right? So, and let's frame up a few things. First of all, Kieran is what we would qualify at the beginning of his career, right? Which I imagine is going to be a long and very successful career. And I met you over the last year and I've been impressed by you, right? So you've got this new software, which most people don't have, right? This is a new product that's out. And so this is Kieran. Yeah. And he's actually been here in Atlanta, been here in my office, and we've had a few conversations. And I really felt, when we talked about this, you talked about launching a product. I don't do any of this for any other reason other than real legitimate broadcast reasons. I have a radio background. And I really want to deliver a good product when people listen. I don't want this to sound anything other than real and legitimate. So these are sincere things I'm saying that people are probably, you know, listening to this, maybe being introduced to you right now, learning about you.
Yeah.
And I'm telling people, look, Kieran's a good guy. I was impressed when we met each other and all the conversations we've had. You've built a really good software and you're very committed to this. So, let's talk a little bit more about you. And again, there are options. We're talking about the quality of the software. Are you a developer yourself? Did you make this yourself? Talk to me about where the software came from. Why you? Because now we got to start that big uphill climb for Kieran to international stardom, right? And success. So we've got, you're at the beginning of this thing. Oh, there's other players in the market. Why? What qualifies you to be a great software guy? Why is your software phenomenal? Talk to me about Kieran and Shop Genie a little bit deeper now, if you can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, I don't know if you guys can tell by my voice, but if you're watching on video, you can tell that I'm relatively young. I'm in my early 20s. And the reason that I point that out is because, you know, there's a generational shift happening in the auto repair industry in two different ways. So number one is, if you're an owner, you've seen this, there's a generational shift happening in your customer base. You're getting more Gen Z and millennial customers are coming in every single day, and you need to meet them where they're at, right? And then the second generational shift that's happening in our industry is the on the ownership side. So, you know, there was a study that was done, I think back in 2016 or 17, that showed that two-thirds of auto repair shop owners are planning on retiring in the next 10 years. And now that study was done 5 years ago. It's 5 years old now. So if we do the math, that means that, you know, in 5 to 6 years, there's a massive, what we call the great retirement that's happening. So there's this massive shift in ownership that's coming, and that's happening right now, but it's going to only get exponentially bigger over the coming years. And that means that younger owners are coming into this industry and taking over shops, whether you're a technician taking over from your boss, or handing it down generationally to your children, or selling the business off to a younger operator. All of these things are happening every single day in our industry. And so when you ask why did I want to start a business here in this industry, outside of being, you know, a car guy, extremely passionate about automotive and, you know, growing up and working in shops, I saw that there's this tailwind happening. There's this giant generational shift of not only younger customers, but also younger owners and operators that are coming into this industry. And I just felt like there wasn't technology that spoke to them, or that solved the problems in a way that they're used to their problems being solved in other industries, for example. And just a very modern, intuitive, cutting edge software platform that solves all the problems that they have, and maybe even some that they don't even realize that they have.
And that's really, in a lot of ways, what CRMs do, right? They start teaching you about other problems that you're unaware of in client communications. Now, that's a very interesting statistic you brought up. You've told me that statistic before, and I think that's extremely interesting, and good for you for noting that and catching on to it. I think we see a lot of the acquisitions and things happening now would indicate that there's truth to that statistic, right? So, but that aside, I think when we talk about software needs, do you believe generationally that a younger generation has a different software need? Does age really play into that? Like, wouldn't a CRM software need to solve a certain problem? Or are you saying that people 40 plus or 50 plus would have a different relationship with the shop than someone in their 20s or early 30s? Is that what you're implying to?
Absolutely. And it's seen and it's shown in other industries. So, I mean, think about the last time, you were telling me that you were getting a root canal the other day. I hope it went well. But the last time you went to a dentist or the last time you made a reservation at a restaurant or the last time you booked a massage, right? There's online scheduling for all of these things. There's appointment reminders for all of these things, right? So these other industries have had this technology for years. And unfortunately, in a lot of ways, this industry has just lagged behind, not only in the creation of these softwares, but also in the adoption of these softwares. And so, I might sound like just a ball of statistics today, but there's so many interesting statistics about the customer experience in our industry. And another one that I found very fascinating is that 72% of Gen Z and millennials read online reviews before making a buying decision and deciding to go with a certain local business. And what's even more staggering than that is that 55% of Gen Z says that reviews is the single motivating factor for picking a specific business over another one. And so when we think about these types of things, you know, same thing with online scheduling, same thing with appointment reminders and texting. And, there's another study, not to sound like a broken record, but that, 61% of Gen Z prefer online scheduling or web chat to a traditional phone call. So there's all these really, really interesting things when we think about this generational shift and shops having more and more younger Gen Z and millennial customers, where the shops just have to meet those customers where they're at, or they might lose that customer to, a big box retailer or a dealership or one of those franchise chains.
And Shop Genie addresses these things. So let's look at the parts of the CRM. So we've got an online scheduler that Shop Genie has created that that interfaces, and we'll talk about that in a second. And there's, obviously review generation, there's marketing automation for reminders like the dentist you mentioned, telling people, hey, it's time to get a root canal for your car, right? Or something like that. So thanks for reminding me of that, by the way. That was
I'm sorry.
that was quite an experience. But also I feel you were caring a little bit. So I appreciate that, Karen. Thank you for the
Well, you're doing this podcast with me, so I'm assuming everything went well. With the
Yeah, I'm here. I made it. This is not AI Ryan or anything. This is I actually exist. And AI, let's talk about how AI plays into shopping.
Yeah.
But anyway, walk through the pieces of this. And again, I want to be mindful to your point. I mean, I think that, let's not make assumptions that everybody understands all these things. Again, Leads Near Me clients, who are the best shops in the world and the smartest and most beautiful people on the planet, by the way. I don't know if you know that, if you've seen them, but they're really lovely.
That's
true.
But
I got to do that a little bit right on the show. But anyway, they're fairly sophisticated, maybe more than most. I mean, they do have a lot of the tools and they're using a lot of these things, but let's just not assume that people know these things. And even our clients, I mean, sometimes you go back to the basics, you flip a switch and they go, oh, okay, I got to do that too, or I've got to try that kind of thing. So walk through the pieces of this software and tell us all the different parts of it, maybe kind of in a, salesy kind of way. If I was a customer and you were pitching it to me, explaining it to me, kind of walk through what it does from that perspective.
Yeah, sure. So there's kind of three main facets of Shop Genie and of the platform that we've built. The first one is online scheduling. And our online scheduling tool, if anybody's interested in using it, is actually free. It's 100% free. We believe that online scheduling is one of the most powerful tools that a shop owner can offer to not only stand out from the competition, but also to provide a world-class customer experience to their customers. And so we want all shops to have it. We integrate with all the major management systems. And the way that the online scheduling tool works and the reason that it's powerful is because it essentially means that your front desk is operational 24/7. So weekends, holidays, after hours, people can book an appointment directly onto your calendar. One of the reasons that online scheduling hasn't been widely adopted in our industry is because there's so much nuance that goes into scheduling a repair, whether it's a diagnostic appointment or a smaller can job, as we refer to them. So like an oil change or a tire rotation or something basic. And then there's all this nuance around scheduling and waiters versus drop-offs and all these things. And so, when we were building our online scheduling tool, Ryan, we really went deep into all of these little nuances and these intricacies that are unique to auto repair. And so our scheduling tool has full customization of, you know, the services that are being offered, the Diag process, the waiter drop-off settings, the integration onto the calendar. And so you can kind of rest easy knowing that, you know, whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday or in the middle of a workday and your service advisors are just really slammed and they can't get to the phone, that customers are not going to go down the street to your competition. They're still going to be able to book online at your shop. And so that is one of our products that we're most focused on. Again, we're giving it away for free because we believe that all shops should have it. And so that's kind of number one. And then the second piece is the backend CRM. And that's really what, to your point, helps with retention. So generating more reviews for your shop when a repair order is closed, texting the customer, asking how the repair was, giving them a link to a review site like Google to leave a review, and then even responding to those reviews in our platform. And then, of course, the marketing automation. So appointment reminders, declined service reminders, oil change reminders, and then, you know, two-way texting platform and all that is there as well. And yeah, those are kind of the three like main facets of Shop Genie, you know, the online scheduling, the marketing automation, and then the review generation and responses. And all three of those are extremely important for repair shops and, I mean, any small business in general to kind of stay on top of if you want to reach those younger customers. And even older generations of customers are starting to get acclimated to these things and starting to expect these things because of their interactions with the other types of businesses that I was referring to earlier.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think technology now is really touching every generation. I think everybody, I mean, my dad, you know, has an iPad. I mean, older generations have these tools, yeah. and they're using them. So I think it's more a matter of, you mentioned the retirement aspect of it, you know, the changing of the guard and the comfort level with younger generations and technology. You were born with it, right? You never had a time when it didn't exist for you. So let's talk a little bit about integrations, level of integrations, yeah. and how that works. Because obviously somebody listening has XYZ shop software and there needs to be integration. So tell me how, you know, if you want to talk about details of integrations or level of which, whatever you're comfortable talking about.
Sure. Yeah. We have deep integrations with TechMetric, ShopMonkey, Shopware, and we also integrate with Mitchell. The Mitchell integration, obviously, because it's not a cloud-based system, is tricky. But we've gotten it to a point where it works very well, and it's cool. You can basically provide an online scheduling and CRM platform that syncs with your Mitchell shop management system in real time. And yeah, we have a couple other integrations as well, and a few more that we're working on behind the scenes.
I don't know if this is appropriate to ask, but ShopMonkey, I thought they kind of had their own proprietary stuff and didn't integrate with most people. Am I remembering that wrong, or is that
correct? They don't integrate with a lot of people, but we do integrate with them. So ShopMonkey shops are, you know, they can become a customer just like anybody else.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I did remember that, right? I felt like I heard that at some point. Okay. Not that that's a bad thing. I just was asking about it because I know that a lot of people can't benefit from that. So let's talk about Caden. Talk about you and Caden. How'd you guys meet? How did this evolve? Tell me a little bit about I've met him. He's a really great guy, and you're kind of leading the brigade today, but he's a really terrific person, very bright. And tell me when you guys met and hatched this idea and how that all works together.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Caden, for anybody listening, is my co-founder. He's our COO here at Shop Genie. I mean, he's the brains of the operation. So he's an engineer by trade. He runs all of our operations. And Caden and I have been business partners since 2019. We started our first company together, which was a marketing agency. And we were using a white labeled software. So a software that was built by somebody else that we would kind of modify and customize a little bit. That was one of the reasons that we decided to start Shop Genie, is because, you know, this software that we were using just had so many limitations. And he's a genius when it comes to building software products, building processes, building people. He's great, and we've been kind of inseparable ever since. So
nice, man. when I chat with them, it's like a boy band or something, you know, it's like these
yeah, exactly.
software boy band.
Exactly.
I know, somebody's laughing at
absolutely.
That somewhere anyway, but, well, that's awesome. And no, so congrats on Shop Genie. I mean, this is the official launch. It's out there. It's Shop, and I'm going to ask you a few more questions not related to Shop Genie.
Sure.
Here, but let's kind of put a bow on this
sure.
thing. So shopgenie.io, is that the domain?
Yes, that okay. is correct.
So if somebody's listening and they go there, shop, and it's not .com, it's not done, and it's .io. It's this hip trendy thing.
.io.
We're all doing
yeah.
now, right? So
yeah.
So shopgenie.io, you go to the website and you could obviously inquire about the service. Can they just sign right up there? How does it work? Can they become a customer immediately?
Yeah, absolutely. They can sign right up for our free online scheduling tool. That it's just a quick 15-minute setup call. For Leads Near Me customers, it's especially easy because we have a great relationship with Leads Near Me. So we can basically just email Ryan's team and I think we put a Leads Near Me customer live like 2 weeks ago in like 5 minutes. It was pretty impressive. If you're not a Leads Near Me customer, we can obviously figure it out. But yeah, that's free. Just book a setup call. And then for the CRM, if you're interested in that, it's just a quick 30-minute demo. We'll show you what it's all about and go from there.
And I'll just say to you, and this obviously I'm thinking about Leads Near Me clients, but clients in general, right? Provide great service, Kieran, really care for these people and go above and beyond. And you know, obviously you'll do well, but they need that, you know, many of them are not technology based, right? This is new to them. So really care for people and, make sure you promise me you'll do that, okay? Take care of everybody.
Absolutely, sure I promise.
Make it easy for these people, right? Teach them well and help them out. So, but anyway, shopgenie.io, you can reach out, learn more about Kieran and Caden and the software. A couple more questions for you. So you've got a Facebook group that's pretty popular.
Yeah.
I tripped upon it. You yeah. let me be in the group. Thanks for having me there. But tell me about the Facebook group. What's it called and what that's all,
yeah.
what that's all about?
Yeah, so we run one of the largest auto repair shop owner Facebook groups. We've got just under 4,000 members last time I checked. And yeah, it's a great community. No promotion allowed. No non-shop owners allowed. We've found people that aren't
in there.
Oh, besides Ryan. Besides Ryan.
Don't Ryan tell anybody. I go incognito as Ryan's auto repair. I'm like, hello, darn wrenches, and I'm yeah. Anyway, no. Thank you.
Yeah, no. The reason I say that though, Ryan, is because there's a lot of these Facebook groups that are just diluted by marketers and by you know people that are just trying to you know do whatever. They have an ulterior motive. And so for us, when we started this Facebook group, we just wanted to create like a it sounds corny, but like a safe space where shop owners can just talk openly about you know business challenges that they're having or wins or advice or you know hiring technicians is a very popular topic of conversation in our Facebook group. So yeah, it's called Auto Shop Owners Hangout. You can request a join. If you request a join, I manually review every applicant and I will find out if you're a shop owner or not. But yeah, if you are a shop owner and you want to join, it's an amazing free group. Again, we don't allow anybody to promote anything, myself included. We've never promoted Shop Genie in there. It's just a space where shop owners can hang out, hence the name. So,
and you kind of went like viral in a post the other day, right? With your post on diagnosing car problems
yeah.
over the phone. I'm seeing that show up like everywhere. They're sharing your post.
I know.
You're like, you kind of went that one, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so for people listening on audio, basically I posted this meme, this picture of somebody with like a magic ball, like, you know, what are those people called that like read your mind? Like
psychics?
I don't know. A psychic, yeah. It's basically a psychic holding his hand over a glass ball with his eyes closed and saying, when somebody asks to have their car diagnosed over the phone. And I just posted on Facebook because I thought it was funny. And then a bunch of the shop owners in our group started resharing it. And it went like a little bit viral in our group. So
it's so funny. You can go on Facebook and literally give somebody life altering advice in a video or something. And you get like 3 likes. You put a guy, you know, a psychic with his hand in a ball, like 500 shares or something. And 1,000 likes. It's, oh boy, what's the world come
that's how,
to, right?
That's how so, it goes, right?
Kieran, are you a hockey player?
I am born and raised in the DC area. I started playing hockey like 3 or 4 years old. Played hockey until I was 19 or 20. I still play in a men's league, but yeah, it was my childhood. I know it was yours as well, and your son. So,
Yeah, and well, and where are you at now? Are you in like Arizona or something like that? Where are you at these days? Where are you staying at? What town?
So I'm out in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, that's right, where Arizona. Based. So Arizona, yeah. And where were you from again? I forgot in that little pause there. Where were you
from? I'm from the D.C. area, Northern Virginia, okay. So right outside of Washington, D.C.
They can play a little hockey up there, right? I'm from Canada originally, yeah. Where we invented hockey, you know?
That's not true.
I don't think we did invent it, but I think Canada invented like basketball or something like this, which makes no sense.
That's true.
But anyway, so I think you played some pretty competitive hockey growing up, and so your men's league, like, I could play in your men's league, and you're the age you could still say play pro. So I don't know that I'd want to play in that men's league right about now. But good to know another hockey player out there. And we won't talk about hockey predictions or anything because it's mid-year 2023, and somebody might hear this afterwards. So we won't even talk about that. Won't go there right now.
Yeah. I think both of our teams are out already because we're in the finals now. So
I don't think it's my team. By the way, I can say if you're listening to this in calendar year 2024. 25, 26, 27. My team will be out those years as well, too. I'm pretty confident. If you're listening to this,
hopefully not.
30-30, my team is out again. And and that's you, Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm looking at you, Toronto Maple Leafs.
In 30-30, they'll all be listening to this podcast with the new Apple AR headset. You see that yesterday?
No.
Crazy.
Dude, yeah, they didn't.
Apple released a new like AR headset that basically puts a computer on your face. It's crazy.
Okay. Is it out yet? Where is it? I've got to go get one.
No, it's coming out next year, I think, but I watched a video about it yesterday. It's pretty wild.
Okay,
it's,
so people are watching this dystopian. In the future, and that's already failed like Google Glass or something. Now we sound dated, man. So now
I don't know how
to take this. Should we be excited about it or not? But here's the thing. So you're saying it goes over your face. So now I'm wearing, I can't wear my AirPro Pod, whatever Max is, because I've got to wire into this console, but I see you wearing those. But I wear those all the time and people pick on me. But now I'm going to have something over my face too, is what you're saying?
Yeah. And it looks just like these things. It looks like the AirPods Max, but it's over your eyes. It's crazy.
I am totally going to wear that. I am in all the way.
Yeah.
So, well, very good. Anything else you want to tell us Shop Genie related? Anything else we can kind of wrap up on? What do people need
to
know? What do we got to know here to get rolling?
Well, I'll end it on a little bit of an interesting note. So we talked about AI just briefly earlier on this podcast. That's something that Shop Genie has been working on very, very hard behind the scenes. It's actually not something that we're focused on for our launch. It's not something that we're really putting a lot of emphasis on right now because it's still in the very early stages. But there's a lot of shop owners use things like ChatGPT in their day-to-day to do things like responding to reviews or writing marketing emails or doing any of that. And essentially what we're doing at Shop Genie is we're building the first AI assistant that's been trained on auto repair data. So to put it in simple terms, basically imagine if you had ChatGPT, but with all of the context and data from your shop management system. And you could respond to customers with specific information about their repair orders, about their previous visits, about their specific vehicles. If you could respond to reviews and reference certain parts or vehicles that have been worked on. And so that's something that's really exciting that we're working on behind the scenes. And maybe we'll do another podcast about it at some point in the future. But we're launching that in the next 6 to 8 months or so. And there's some really cool stuff that we're working on in the AI space.
Kieran, congratulations on the launch of Shop Genie. We wish you all the best. And anything Leads Near Me can do to help, you know, obviously let us know. And, you know, just continued success. You and Caden keep working on this, inventing great tools for shop owners. And yeah, man, it's been great having you on the show today. Kieran O'Brien, thank you very much for being on Near Me Radio. And you have an amazing day, my friend, okay?
Thanks for having me, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
The tech shortage problem is not going to solve itself. That's why it will take organizations like APAC ATI to emerge with solutions that will bring relief for shop owners. APAC ATI is a nonprofit organization that helps veterans, the recovery community, formerly incarcerated persons, and those who need a second chance and a shot at their dream career as a skilled automotive technician. They offer no-cost training and a hand up for anyone willing to do the hard work it takes to learn to repair every vehicle the right way. APAC-ATI, educating and empowering skilled labor and making a difference. Learn more about the program or sponsor a new student at APACATI.org. That's APACATI.org.